Everyone's asleep.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to yet another exciting episode of the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting from New Zealand, the allegedly free, allegedly least corrupt, allegedly nuclear free, allegedly New Zealand, in the sunny slave South Pacific, the shining jewel, the Cayman Island branch of the Rockefeller banking cartel. You've got to love it. You've just got to love it. With Prime Ministers and all sorts of other assorted scum comprising the majority of the makeup of our country. And incidentally, like a stagnant pond, the scum have risen to the top and choked out all the light and all the nutrients from all of us, the undergrowth beneath the waters. It's unfortunate. And it's worse because it's not just isolated to New Zealand. Because anybody could have just turned into this broadcast and go, oh, is he talking about America? Is he talking about the UK? Is he talking about Australia? And by proxy, yes, I am. We're all screwed and covered in scum. And conveniently, just what happens is that somebody winds up rising up and going, you know what, I don't like those scum. I'm going to do something about those scum. I'm going to do something about it today. And incidentally, we're going to do it in the UK with Tony Sayers. Tony, welcome to the program.
Morning. How are you? Okay?
Well, you know, I'm all right. You know, I'm getting there.
Good. Yeah, well, I mean, it's good to hear that we're all sort of on the same level there with the corruption and the savagery going on. It's across the board, that's for sure, isn't it?
I've never been seen to say that I'm really glad that everybody's got the same level of corruption.
Yeah, no, that probably is the wrong phrase in there.
Maybe the awareness of said corruption is probably a good... The level of awareness of the corruption and the scumbaggery that's going on is probably a positive thing, methinks.
Yeah, a very small minority, if that's the case. Yeah, We're still aiming for to get that 1%, though, aren't we?
Yeah, 1%, 2%, 3%, you know, it doesn't matter how many people there are involved. It usually just takes one. The people are sheep, you know, and they always follow a shepherd, regardless of whether or not that shepherd leads them onto greener pastures or a friggin' slaughterhouse. Just turns out the guys that have the keys to the slaughterhouse also have really nice cattle cars for you to arrive in, you know.
And they have nice things to watch along the path as well, don't they, just to keep you distracted.
Yeah, exactly. But enough about my personal life. Let's talk about you.
Thanks, yeah. Well, it's been a bit of a roller coaster, really, in the last few years. Just to give you a bit of background, I'm a run-of-the-mill sort of guy, just doing a full-time job still, as I say. And a couple of years ago, I woke up to what's going on in the world. And like most of the people that probably appear on your shows, you thought they think, well, we need to do something about it. And I was woken up by sort of David Icke videos and things like that. I just got to the point in my life where, you know, I literally was sort of questioning everything. And yeah, it just led me on a path to all the horror that's going on. And then the natural reaction for me was I need to sort of make people aware and try and do something about it. And like a lot of people as well, I guess I've been hammering people with the truth stick for a couple of years, and it's really got me sort of limited success, and just been searching for a solution, getting quite frustrated in the process because the solutions out there, they don't seem to be uniting us. They don't seem to be working. So, I stumbled across a lady called Tara Ahmed at a speech. She was it was like a conference, and she was speaking about this idea called the reset. And I was listening to her, and it sounded so fantastic. It just sounded too good to be true. So I went away and started looking into it more, and then. A synchronicity had it. I met her again a few weeks later at a party, and she was going into it again about the reset and about how they're looking for people to sort of help get the word out there. And that since then I've been sort of head in it, you know, up to my head in it. It's just been crazy. There's this very small amount of people actually pushing this right now. I'd say sort of a core group of about 5 or 6 people, but the concept's fantastic. So I can talk a bit more about that now if you'd like.
Yeah, go for your life, son.
Yeah. So basically, we here in the UK, we have certain rights and laws that are enshrined in our Magna Carta.
I'm sorry, just whenever anybody says, oh, we've got certain rights, I just...
rights, you know, with the in commas, basically. So we have certain laws that are enshrined within the Magna Carta that if they get out of sync, like they clearly have today, with corruption and what have you, then we as the people actually have the ability to reset the constitution from a local parish level. Now, this has actually happened 45 times throughout history. And actually, the Magna Carta was actually a reset. And others have been like the Bill of Rights. You've probably heard of that as well. So this has actually been done before. Obviously, it's been well hidden from us. There's not been a reset done since the 1700s when the Rothschild banking families came in.
Whenabouts was the last of the Queen's Jubilees, by chance? It was around the 1700s as well?
Yeah, it's no coincidence, is it? So
one of my favourite phrases is, oh, what a tangled web we weave.
Absolutely, yeah. So this is something that has actually been done before, where the people have actually stood up and said, you know what, we're not taking this anymore, and actually reset the constitution. And actually, it's very, very simple to do. It sounds like a complicated process, but the science behind it is in the UK, we have what we call parishes and wards. And basically what they are is local areas. So, for example, I live in an area called Ealing in London. So my parish would be, or my ward would be Ealing. Now, I would only need 10 people within my local ward to call for a local referendum. And you don't even need all the parishes or wards within the UK to call for a local referendum. So you only need a majority. Once you get the 10 people within your ward, you can then take it to a regional referendum and then to the national convention, whereby that our law is the highest in the land. So the UK is built on a trust, and the politicians and the monarchy, they're just the administrators. The people are the trustees and the beneficiaries.
Well, so it appears that the trust has been violated several times.
Just a tiny bit. So this
is like the JonBenet Ramsey of trusts.
Exactly. So these laws are actually, they go higher than the parliament. They go higher than the monarchy, and they're the highest in the realm. So the parliament and the monarchy are actually supposed to be working for us. So this can all be changed from local level, which is really exciting, because what that will do is it will be the vehicle to actually get people to unite and to all sort of gather in one movement. Now, the beauty with the reset is that how are you going to get the masses interested, the people that are watching the sport on TV or X Factor, the people that are distracted by the circus? Well, the only way you're going to get them interested is if you affect their wallet, their pockets. So what we're proposing with the reset is that we pay in this country over 300 income taxes, ranging from pastry tax, so you can't even buy a pie without being taxed on it, to car taxes, you can't even die without being taxed, inheritance tax. So this is how bad it's got. I'm sure it's similar over there as well.
It's just testament to how unsuspicious everybody is. There's an old saying, there are only two things that are certain in life, death and taxes. And you figure they would have figured it out earlier, that it's the taxes that are killing you people.
Yeah, I know. It's so clear to see, isn't it? And it's just the apathy, really, where people just accept this, don't they? So we pay over 300 taxes here in the UK. 67% of my wages this year, my hard-earned graft, is going to go on income taxes. Now, to say that slavery is an understatement. So what we're proposing is to... The other thing is, sorry, is war. Taxation was only ever a wartime measure. Now, officially, we're not at war, although unofficially we're at war with our own governments, but we're not officially at war with anyone, so taxes are actually unlawful, so we shouldn't be paying them at all. So what we're proposing with reset is abolishing all income taxes and introducing something called TEAL, which stands for Total Economic Activity Levy. Now, basically, what that's going to be is a 1% charge on all commercial transactions. So just say you went into Starbucks, not that you would, and bought a coffee, you would pay 1% on that coffee and Starbucks would pay 1% on that coffee. And what that would do is, last year, the current taxation system generated £500 million. With TEAL in place, it would create £500 billion. With TEAL in place, it would create an extra trillion. So £1.5 trillion. Now, that would wipe off the national debt within 3 years. It would give every man, woman and child a living wage of £7,500 a year. And it would give local authorities millions more to spend where they see fit. So that's the plan. And it would shift the hardship back from the people, back onto the corporations and the bankers that are not paying anything at the moment. I mean, Starbucks...
Wouldn't the bankers just use it as another form of tax on the people and then pocket the money after they leverage it and then get debt and mortgage the country again with even more higher debt because they've got more tax to pay off, more regular repayments to the bankers?
Well, at the moment, we're paying sort of 20% on VAT on everything.
Are you talking about wiping out the other form of tax and replacing it with this one?
Absolutely, yeah. So it's literally shifting it to make it fairer.
Also makes it a hell of a lot simpler for people. I mean, I don't know. Can you remember the exact wording to 600 different types of tax that you have to pay in the average year, so that if you, you know, did something wrong, you could defend it in court, or at least possibly understand that you, the tax you're paying is actually lawful? No? No? I didn't think so.
Yeah, I know. But these companies, I mean, they're just fleecing us. You know, McDonald's, Starbucks, Google, Amazon, the list goes on. They're not paying any taxes in this country. People just accepting it, as we say. So what this will do, it will just shift the power back from the bankers' corporations back to the people.
That's acting under the assumption that the people have any kind of control of the government and the treasury and the purse strings of it, and whether or not there is still a private central banking cartel issuing the public currency.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, the way I see it, I mean, I look at reset with sort of a wider vision. So we're starting with taxes, but we have the power to change anything from this local level. So say we don't want GMOs in a certain area, then they can have their referendums, and we can get all these things taken out, because, as I say, our law is the highest. It goes back to our common law, which is the highest in the realm. But the other thing it will do as a saving, it will unite everyone. So I don't know whether you've checked out the website, but we've got a new...
We'll give the website out for people as well, yeah.
Yeah, so it's www.thereset.org. And basically all you need to do is you register your name, postcode and email address. When you get... you'll receive a welcome email. When you get 10 people within your parish or ward, you'll then receive another email to say, right, you've now got 10 people, you're ready for your local referendum, and then it gets advertised in a newspaper. And we introduced, this is why it's taken off the last 2 weeks, because we've been talking about the idea and how it's going to unite everyone. But we've got this fantastic guy, Matt, who is doing the IT part on it, and he's just designed this thing called the Community Connector, which is enabling people to actually talk to each other within their parish or ward. And there's been a number of local meetings already just in the last couple of weeks where people have connected on the Community Connector and organized little meetups. So people are now seeing how this is actually going to start uniting people. The way I see it is taxation is really just the catalyst for a much wider vision, a vision where, you know, it's going to give people the confidence to stand in their own power again. It's going to unite everyone. I mean, there's 6,500 social movement groups in the UK alone, all doing their own thing, sort of fracking, chemtrails, all doing great work, but... You know, they're all doing their own thing. So,
well, the way I look at it is we're all under attack from a number of different directions, and it takes individual groups and individual cases with expertise, specialization. It's almost like a human social corporation that has sprung up with entrepreneurs, yeah, and what have you to handle particular social and economic problems throughout the community. And I think what you're doing is you're actually trying to almost nexus those social movements together, so that you can actually use the collective draw card of it to relieve everybody of the constant, persistent burden of horrible, yeah, taxation. Is that about right?
Yeah.
So that means, yeah, everybody will have a lot more free time and won't have to work quite so hard at their slave job in order, yeah, to perhaps devote it to their activism, not to mention all, yeah, the other people who don't have the extra income that's sucked up by the Rothschild banking cartel vacuum cleaner that hovers just around the wallet region. You don't know where the hell it comes from. It's all of a sudden, where's my £20 note? I just had it here. It just got sucked up by the Rothschilds again.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. We need all these groups. All these groups are doing such great work. I think what we're doing at the moment is we're kind of chipping away at the problem, but nothing's really changing, is it? So this is why I think the reset's going to be powerful, because it's going to get the masses that aren't that bothered involved. It's going to perk their ears up, and you know that's what we need. We need the numbers. We need the numbers to come together. So instead of making a dent, we can really do some serious damage to this system.
Not just make a dent. You can puncture and rupture the hull of this big what was it? Lordship, I guess?
Yeah, well, dictatorship.
It is a dictatorship, yeah.
Yeah.
The reset will be the iceberg of the dictatorship Titanic.
Yeah. And we'll talk about the spiritual aspect of it for a second, because I think it's important. It is a movement very much, for the people. And there's no leaders involved. Anyone can get involved. It doesn't matter, you know, what job you do, what colour you are, what sexuality you are. It's literally a grassroots movement for anyone to get involved. So the idea is that we're all leaders. We're all leaders in this movement. And I really see that it can cut the head off the snake. So I'm really excited about it. It's the only solution that I've seen that I feel can get us anywhere and get us united. But I think it goes much deeper to that than that. I'm looking, what we're aiming for, Vinny, is, and get this for synchronicity. Next year is the 800th anniversary of the Magna Carta. So I'm just imagining they've already got their celebrations planned at Runnymede, which is where it was obviously signed off. And Barack Obama's coming over and the Queen's going to be there. And it would just be just perfect if we could just hijack it with the reset, you know. And also, it's the general elections next year as well over here. So you can imagine all these MPs sort of lobbying for power, Miliband, Cameron. And then underneath, you've got this massive social movement that's just growing and growing. I honestly think it's just sort of written in the stars. So that's why I'm excited about it.
Well, I guess the one thing that's really important in anything that you do is having at least a bit of passion about it. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, yeah.
It really sucks when you're just going through the motions. I mean, you know, there's enough lodge meetings at any Freemasonic temple around here if you want to go through the rigmarole. But for frack's sake, mate, give me some passion, give me some action, get something done, for goodness sake.
Well, this is it. And what I'm finding is within the truth community is not everyone, but you offer a solution that could really get us somewhere. A lot of the time you get a lot of negativity back. And it's almost like a lot of people are sort of stuck in the problem, and they kind of identify themselves with the problem. And the other problem you have is the people that have tried their way for so long and it hasn't worked. Their ego won't let them sort of look at anything different. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's thousands of people that are starting to get interested in this now, but it has shocked me really within the so-called truth movement, where people are really they're just so focused on problems when we really need to start looking at solutions. I mean, I spent years, you know, the last few years banging on about the problems, you know, hasn't really got me anywhere. So
I find it's actually very, very difficult when you're describing the problems and you're approaching many different people, how to measure the results.
Yeah.
You notice there's actually a ripple effect that happens.
Yeah.
I was thinking for a while, what have I accomplished? You know, who the hell have I woken up? And then all of a sudden all these messages come at me. Oh my God, Vinny, you woke me up, etc., blah, 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 blah. And so I'm just sitting here doing my thing, not actually looking all the time, saying, I'm going to follow you up. Hey, man, I talked to you a year ago. Have you woken up yet? Devil helped you. I don't think so. You know, you just do what you think is right at the time and go for your life, son, you know?
Exactly. But, yeah, it would be interested when all's said and done to know sort of how many people we all have woken up. But
Well, there was a study that was done, and I think this is quite a poignant one. Well, I won't mention two, actually. One is about smiles. One's about the amount of people that needs to tell you something, right?
Right.
Apparently, to get rid of and change a rigidly held belief, you need 7 different people to tell you. So if you've got one person beating you with the truth stick over the head over and over and over again, you're not going to be any more receptive until 6 other people do the exact same thing to you.
And that's interesting.
And the second one is the smiles. Apparently, one smile will travel and multiply 7 times. So you smile one person on the street and they smile back, they're likely to smile at another 6 people. All right, so there's one forward, one back, and then replicated times 6, and then one forward, and then one back, and then replicated on top of that. Right?
Interesting.
And they did this. They fed this data into a computer program, and it turns out that one smile can change the world.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting. It's like
the whole collective mood of everything, you know. So just be heartened, both yourself, Tony, and everybody else. The little things that you do have a big impact somewhere along the way. It's like the butterfly effect thing.
Yeah, the whole 100 monkey. Yeah, but for every sort of person that's looking at it negatively, there's 10 people that are so excited about it.
It's because funny we're you
ready. I can't remember who said that you can't stop an idea that time has come, and that's exactly what I feel with the reset. And one of the reasons is I wanted to speak to you, obviously over in New Zealand, is that a lot of, you're obviously a Commonwealth country, and it's...
Well, we've got a lot in common, and that is that we don't have any wealth left because the elite stole it all.
Yeah, absolutely. So there are people looking into sort of reset versions in likes of New Zealand, Australia, America. We don't have all the answers yet, but...
When the boys get active in New Zealand, I'll interview them. There's the dudes down the way from the Money Free Party, Richard Osmasterson. I have him. It was kind of a very interesting political ideology, very, very similar to the Zeitgeist thing, but actually they kind of worked out a lot of the kinks. Quite interesting, very popular interview. I'm sorry, Tony, we've run out of time for this segment. Thank you very much. That's Tony Sayers, ladies and gentlemen, thereset.org. That's thereset.org. Like a computer, if it's got something really, really wrong with it and you can't figure out what it is, you really just can't keep running the programs. You got to hit the reset button, bro. You know, that's been a philosophy of mine for a long time, which is why I bought a Mac, because they don't freeze up like that. We'll see you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen, after the break.